ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ. ವಿ ಕಮ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 22. ನಿಯತಂ ಸಂಗರಹಿತಂ ಅರಾಗದ್ವೇಷತಃ ಕೃತಂ ಅಫಲಪ್ರೇಪ್ಸುನಾ ಕರ್ಮ ಯತ್ತತ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ಯತ್ತು ಕಾಮೇಪ್ಸುನಾ ಕರ್ಮ ಸಾಹಂಕಾರೇಣ ವಾ ಪುನಃ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಬಹುಲಾಯಾಸಂ ತದ್ರಾಜಸಮುದಾಹೃತಂ ಅನುಬಂಧಂ ಕ್ಷಯಂ ಹಿಂಸಾಂ ಅನಪೇಕ್ಷ ಚ ಪೌರುಷಂ ಮೋಹಾದಾರಭ್ಯತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ಯತ್ತತ್ತಾಮಸಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ಮುಕ್ತಸಂಗೋನಹಂ ವಾದಿ ಧೃತ್ಯುತ್ಸಾಹ ಸಮನ್ವಿತಃ ಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯಸಿದ್ಧ್ಯೋರ್ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರಃ ಕರ್ತಾ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ವಿ ಬಿನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ನೌ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕರ್ತ. ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ತಾರಃ, ದ ಡೂವರ್ಸ್. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಕರ್ತ? ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಯೋಗಿ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಕರ್ತ. ದಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ a person who lives of karma yoga is sattvikam karma. The sattvic action is of the person who is a karma yogi. A karma yogi's action is sattvic action. A karma yogi is sattvika karta. This is the fact. So indirectly or directly, in the 18th chapter, Bhagavan again emphasizes the importance of living a life of karma yoga as an important pre-preparatory discipline to prepare one's mind, to have contemplative disposition of the mind. See, many people have very, very smart, very intelligent people. Nobody, they're not duds. They can easily understand the teaching. Understand the teaching is very, very easy. But in spite of having understanding, still we don't seem to be enjoying the benefit because the perspective change hasn't yet happened. Everything is very clear. People can give talks. There's so many people who can give best lecturers. They say many people lose interest because these people talk, but there's no change in their lifestyle. Why? Because understanding happens. But assimilation is dependent on one's meditative mental disposition. Meditative disposition means one must be able to focus one's attention upon what one has clearly understood without any distraction. But the mind does get disturbed. Small things disturb us. That is why the difficult thing is having the meditative disposition of the mind is very, very important. Some people have that somehow going to so many yoga classes, they try to get meditative disposition, but they don't know what to dwell upon. There's another problem. And people, sometimes when they have this meditative disposition, but they don't know how to utilize the energy of the mind in proper, how to channel the energy in proper channel, then that is how they have mental disorders also. So that's why Shravanam is always important. One must have clear understanding, then one must be able to focus on the teaching, to assimilate the teaching, to have the perspective change, and for which one needs proper mental disposition, the meditative disposition of the mind. That is why Shastram says, unless and until a person strictly lives a life of karma yoga for a length of time, there's no way of having this mental disposition required for the assimilation of the teaching. That's why Karma Yoga is emphasized. Now Bhagavan says, let me make it very clear, what is Sattvikam Karma, what is Rajasam Karma, what is Tamasam Karma, who is Sattvikaha Karta, who Rajasaha Karta, who is Tamasaha Karta. What is this differentiation for? Ultimately, we need to know that our karma must be Sattvikam Karma. We must become Sattvik doers, Sattvika Kartas, which means, who is Sattvika Karta? The person who lives the life of Karma Yoga is a Sattvika Karta. Sattvik performer of actions. And his actions are what? Sattvik activities. So the discipline of Karma Yoga is repeatedly emphasized in this portion. Let us understand now. Let us see the 26th verse. So that's why 18th chapter is only. 18th chapter is called Upodgha Upasamhara Adhyayaha, because this chapter again presents the summary of the entire teaching which you already understood. So we have already seen what is Sattvikam Karma, Rajasam Karma and Tamasam Karma. Then in 26th verse we understood who is Sattvika Karta. Mukta Sangonaham Vadi Dhrityutsaha Samanvitaha Siddhya Siddhyo Nirvikaraha Karta Sattvika Uchyate. Mukta Sangonaham Vadi Dhrityutsaha Samanvitaha Siddhya Siddhyo Nirvikaraha Karta Sattvika Uchyate. So Sattvikaha Karta Uchyate. That person is said to be a Sattvika Karta. Who Sattvika Karta? Siddhi Asiddhyoho Nirvikaraha. The one who remains the same in success and failure. Siddhi Asiddhyoho Nirvikaraha. The one who, Nirvikara means what? One who is free from changes. Nirvikara means without any elation or dejection, without getting afflicted, without getting affected, one who remains the same in all situations, success and failure, such a person. And dhriti utsaha samanvitaha, one who is always endowed with dhriti, the will to do the right, and utsaha, one who is also enthusiastic, one who is endowed with enthusiasm to do what is to be done. At the same time, one who remains unafflicted in all situations, in success and failure, especially siddhya siddhyo, success and failure. And mukta sangaha, and the person is also free from what? Attachment. The one who is free from attachment is mukta sangaha. The person is not free from attachment means he is not attached to activities. He is attached to results of actions. But still he does his duties happily, enthusiastically. Because he knows why he is attached, he knows action. Action is not a source of happiness, nor is the result of an action is a source of happiness. And time-bound action can only bring time-bound result. He knows his interest only in timeless, everlasting peace and happiness. Therefore, knowing the limitation of action, knowing the limitation of result of action, he is not dependent on, he knows what action can do, what action cannot give. He knows what result of action can give, what result of action cannot give. So knowing the value the importance of doing karma, at the same time knowing the limitation of karma and karma, result of action, he is not dependent on result action or result of action for his happiness and security. Therefore, he is absolutely free from attachment to action or its results. So he is free from attachment to even people also. When I say he is free from attachment, means he is not dependent on anything in the world for his happiness and security. Which means he knows knowledge is the only means, knowledge is the only means of discovering happiness. Therefore, he is committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Being committed to the pursuit of jnanam, knowing the value of jnanam for discovering happiness, naturally he is independent of everything else in the world for happiness. Therefore, he is free from attachment. Anahamvadi. And as karma yogi, even though he has not understood Bhagavan, he has not discovered Bhagavan, still he has an appreciation of Bhagavan being the karma phaladatta, Bhagavan being the universal natural moral law and order. Therefore, he understands that everything is happening in the world because of the blessing of Bhagavan. Presence of Bhagavan is blessing of Bhagavan. But for whose presence nothing can happen, he understands. Therefore, he is free from egoism. He is free from anahamvadi. The one who sees Bhagavan as the performer of everything, therefore, he is anahamvadi. He keeps his ahankara in check. Such a person is said to be sattvikaha karta. So, karma yogi sattvikaha karta. That is what is said in the 26th verse. Okay. Mukta sango naham vadi dhrityutsaha samanvitaha siddhya siddhyo nirvikaraha karta sattvika uchyate. Next. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Lubdho himsatma koshuchihi. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Lubdho himsatma koshuchihi. Harsha shokanvitah karta. Rajasav parikirtitaha. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Lubdho himsatma koshuchihi. Lubdho himsatma koshuchihi. Harsha shokanvitah karta. Rajasav parikirtitaha. Harsha shokanvitah karta. Rajasav parikirtitaha. Now, who is rajasik karta? Rajasaha karta. So, Bhagavan, this see, now rajasaha karta, etc. The three types of doers are discussed, not to judge others. It is not for judging others, not for us to become judgmental of others. Oh, well, this person is sattvikarta or rajasikarta. No, it is for us to evaluate, okay, for us to understand one's own self. How is my behavior? How are my activities? How is my intention, motive behind the actions? So, whether what karta am I? For us to have self-analysis, to understand what sort of karta one's own self is. Thereby, one can try to convert oneself from being rajasic karta to sattvic karta. That is why all three types of doers are discussed here. Now, Bhagavan says, rajasaha karta. Means the rajasic performer is the one parikirti. sthitaha. One given person is said to be parikirtitaha, means he is said to be known as rajasic doer. Rajasaha karta parikirtitaha. Who is said to be, who is considered to be rajasic doer, rajasic performer? Bhagavan says ragi. Ragi means, in Tamil it is millet, isn't it? But here ragi means the one who has attachment. Ragaha yasi asti saha ragi. Person of attachment is called ragi. Okay. Now, who is the person of attachment? I tell you, the person of attachment, ragi, is the one who does not have purushartha nischeha. Even if he has purushartha nischeha, he does not know the value of knowledge. The knowledge is the only means of accomplishing the absolute goal of human life. Therefore, the person who does not know the value of knowledge is the one who cannot be, who is not committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Therefore, the person who does not know the value of jnanam, who is not committed to the pursuit of jnanam, naturally is the one who is committed to the pursuit of arthakamas. And the person who is committed to the pursuit of arthakamas is the one who is dependent on arthakamas, the world, actions, the results, as results, who depend on them as for one's happiness and security, who mistake the world to be source of happiness, who mistake the arthakamas to be sources of happiness. Therefore, the person naturally who is dependent on arthakamas, action, the results for one's happiness and security is ragi, the person of attachment, ragi. And karma pala prepsuhu. Karma pala prepsuhu means praptum iccha yasya saha prepsuhu. The one who is desirous of obtaining, gaining, attaining the results of actions. Karma pala prepsuhu means the one who is desirous of attaining results. It's very natural. Nothing wrong in having desire for attaining results. Which means, see, expecting the results is very natural. Desiring the results for an action is very natural. But one must know that whatever results comes also is Bhagavan's prasada. One must know how to accept it. But here karma phala prepsuhu means the one who is desirous of attaining the results of actions. Because this person is dependent on results of actions for his happiness and security, he thinks action will produce the result, and he thinks the result will bring him happiness and security. Such a person is the one who is desirous of attaining results of actions. He is attached to them. He is dependent on them for his happiness and security, for his sense of fulfillment. Such a person, not only he has attachment, not only he is desirous of the results of actions, but he is also lubdhaha. He is very greedy. Very, very greedy. And such a person, being very greedy, being desirous of the results of actions, and being dependent solely upon everything in the world for happiness and security, one who is highly attached, such a person does not know the value of dharma. Therefore, himsatmakaha, he does not mind going against dharma. Therefore, he is also Himsatmakaha means he's a person of violence, which means he is not reliable, harmless person. He is a harmful person. Himsatmakaha. One who does not feel shy to harm others. So himsatmakaha. The person of harmfulness. Himsatmakaha. And ashuchihi. He is also still impure minded. Ashuchihi. Bhagavan says, Harsha Shoka Anvitaha. Therefore what? He is naturally being impure. He must be very restless. And he does not mind going against dharma. Because for him, his arthakamas are important. Therefore, he is a himsatmaka, harmful person. He is greedy. He is very much attached to the results of actions. Such a person, if you know, harsha shoka anvitaha, ashuchihi, impure minded, unclean. Harsha shoka anvitaha. And such a person is endowed with both happiness and grief. Such a person is naturally subject to elation and depression. Harsha means joy. Shoka means grief. Such a person is subject to both Harsha Shoka and with he's endowed with both pain and pleasure, elation and depression. Subject to both happiness and grief. Subject to Harsha Shoka Anvitaha. Subject to elation and depression. He cannot remain balanced at all. With the person who does not live a life of dharma, the person who does not know the value of dharma, it is impossible for him to remain the same in situations. The person will be easily afflicted. The person will be subject to elation and depression in keeping with the situation, desirable or undesirable. So Bhagavan talks about the ragi, that is rajasic performer. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Ragi karma phala prepsuhu. Lubdho himsatmako shuchihi. Harsha shokanvitah karta. Rajasav parikirtitaha. Actually, again another fact is repeatedly said. Effortlessly, it's very natural for anyone to be attached to people, relationships, positions and possessions, education. It's very difficult, very easy for people to be attached to all of them. Why? Because he mistakes those things as sources of happiness and security. That is because the person does not have purushartha nischaya. He does not know the value of jnanam. Therefore, he does not know knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha. Therefore, he is not the person who is not dependent on knowledge for his happiness and security. Helplessly be depending on everything else in the world for happiness and security. Such person is the person of attachment. That is why repeatedly said, purushartha nischaya is very important. Now, if purushartha nischaya is not there, there's no definiteness about the ultimate goal being moksha. Artha kamas will become goals. And naturally, the person will be a person of, he will be a harmful person, he will be a greedy person. Naturally, he cannot be balanced in life. Next verse. Such a person is rajasic person. Rajasic performer, Rajasaha Karta. Now, ayuktah prakrutastabdhah shatho naishkruti kolasah ayuktah prakrutastabdhah shatho naishkruti kolasah vishadi dirghasutri cha kartatamasa uchyate ayuktah prakrutastabdhah shatho naishkruti kolasah vishadi dirghasutri cha kartatamasa uchyate ayuktah prakrutastabdhah shatho naishkruti kolasah vishadi dirghasutri cha kartatamasa uchyate ayuktah prakrutastabdhah shatho naishkruti kolasah vishadi dirghasutri cha kartatamasa uchyate ayuktah prakrutastabdhah shatho naishkruti kolasah vishadi dirghasutri cha kartatamasa uchyate. So it is said, who is tamasic performer? Tamasaha karta. It is said in this verse, tamasaha karta uchyate means that person is said to be a tamasic performer, tamasic doer. Who is said to be tamasic doer, tamasic performer? Kaha tamasaha karta uchyate. It is said, ayuktaha. See, yuktaha means the one who is integrated. Yuktaha means the one who is integrated. The person, the man of integrated personality is yuktaha. The person of integration, integrity, integration is yuktaha. Means the one whose thought, word and deed are in alignment. The one who is noble, the one who is straightforward, one who does what he says, one who says what he knows. I mean, the one whose thought, word and deed are in alignment, identical. He is yuktaha. But ayuktaha means, so the one whose thought, word and deed on alignment is called yuktaha. Integrated person is the disciplined person. Whereas ayuktaha means the one who is indisciplined, the one who is not disciplined, the one whose thought, word and deed are not in alignment, because the one who goes against dharma, the person who does not have purushartha nischaya, therefore the one who does not know the value of jnanam, the one who is not committed to the pursuit of jnanam, because he does not know the value of jnanam. Therefore, who does not know the value of values. Therefore, who is not consciously following dharma values. And such a person, ayuktaha, does not know the value of dharma. Therefore, one who does not follow dharma. When he does not follow dharma, naturally the thought, word and deed cannot be in alignment. Thought, word and deed must be not in alignment. Therefore, he is not disciplined enough. There's a split in his personality. Ayuktaha. The man of split personality is ayuktaha. Then prakritaha, therefore what? He is uncivilized, uncultured, who is not yet mature, prakritaha. Then stabdaha. Stabdha means he is also arrogant, because he thinks he can get anything done with his mind, etc. He is full of himself, stabdaha, arrogant. தென் ஷட்டஹா, அயுக்தஹா, பிரகிருதஹா, ஸ்தப்தஹா, ஷட்டஹா, ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப் அ பர்சன் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப் தமசிக் டிஸ்கிரைப் தமசிக் பர்ஃபார்மர், தமசிக் டூவர். அண்ட் so shataha means the one who is cheating, the one who is deceptive is shataha. The naikritikaha, the naishkritikaha, nishkriti means wrong action, naishkritikaha means is of course naturally as a person of a dharma he is a harmful person. Naishkritikaha, alasaha, alasaha lazy person, alasaha, vishadi, and as people naturally quite often they get depressed, vishadi, they feel dejected and depressed. Dirghasutri. Dirghasutri means one who does not know one's duties and the fixed timing. The one who always postpones what is to be done today, tomorrow. What is to be done today, he postpones it to tomorrow. So such a person is called Dirghasutri. Dirghasutri means the person who is procrastinating, who delays his activity. He is Dirghasutri. This is a person of tamasic nature. We can say he is a tamasic performer. Ayuktaha, prakritaha, stabdaha, shataha, naishkritikaha, vishadi, dirghasutri cha, karta tamasa uchite. Ayuktav prakritastabdaha, shato naishkritiko lasaha, vishadi dirghasutri cha, கர்த்தா தாமச உச்சதே. ரஜசிக் பர்ஃபார்மர் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இஸ் ஹார்ம்ஃபுல் மீன்ஸ் தமசிக் பர்ஃபார்மர் மஸ்ட் பி கெனாட் நோ தி வேல்யூ ஆஃப் தர்மா, கெனாட் ஃபாலோ தர்மா. நேச்சுரலி as a person who is not righteous, he is actually harmful person. Such a doer is tamasaha karta, tamasik doer, tamasik performer. Stabdaha, one who is full of himself, highly arrogant. Now, after having discussed about doers of three types, sattvika karta, rajasaha karta, tamasaha karta, now Bhagavan enters into next verse. Buddher bhedam dhrutes chaiva gunatas trividham shrunu. Buddher bhedam dhrutes chaiva gunatas trividham shrunu. புத்தேர் பேதம் த்ருதேஸ்சைவ குணதஸ்த்ரிவிதம் ஸ்ருணு. ப்ரோச்சமானமசேஷேன ப்ருதத்வேன தனஞ்சய. புத்தேர் பேதம் த்ருதேஸ்சைவ குணதஸ்த்ரிவிதம் ஸ்ருணு. ப்ரோச்சமானமசேஷேன ப்ருதத்வேன தனஞ்சய. புத்தேர் பேதம் த்ருதேஸ்சைவ குணதஸ்த்ரிவிதம் ஸ்ருணு. ప్రోచ్యమానమశేషేణ పృథక్త్వేన ధనంజయ బుద్ధేర్భేదం ధృతేశ్చైవ గుణతస్త్రివిధం శృణు ప్రోచ్యమానమశేషేణ పృథక్త్వేన ధనంజయ. భగవాన్ సేస్ అర్జున, మే యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ శృణు హే ధనంజయ. భగవాన్ అడ్రస్ అర్జున ఎస్ ధనంజయ. అర్జున ఇస్ ఆల్సో మెంట్ బై దిస్ నేమ్, అనదర్ నేమ్ ధనంజయ. హీ టెల్స్ కాలింగ్ అర్జున ఎస్ ధనంజయ. భగవాన్ టెల్స్ శృణు, మే యూ లిసన్ టు మై టీచింగ్, దట్ ఈస్ శృణు, లిసన్ టు వాట్ ఐమ్ గోయింగ్ టు సే. త్రివిధం భేదం, బుద్ధేర్ భేదం, భేద బుద్ధే భేద. బుద్ధే భేద మీన్స్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇన్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్. బుద్ధే భేదం, మే యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ వాట్, ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ ఫోల్డ్ డివిషన్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధి. సాత్విక్ బుద్ధి, సాత్వికీ బుద్ధి, తామస బుద్ధి, రజస బుద్ధి. సాత్విక, సాత్వికీ, సాత్విక బుద్ధి, రజస బుద్ధి, తామస బుద్ధి. సో బుద్ధే భేదం. దెన్ ధృతి, ధృతేహ చ ఏవ. ధృతి హియర్ మీన్స్ లిటరలీ మీన్స్ ఫార్టిట్యూడ్, పర్సీవియరెన్స్. అండ్ హియర్ ధృతి షుడ్ బి టేకన్ యాస్ ద విల్, స్ట్రాంగ్ విల్ పవర్. ధృతి బుద్ధే భేదం, ధృతే చ ఏవ గుణా త్రివిధం, గుణాస్ త్రివిధం. ప్రోచ్యమానం అశేషేణ పృథక్త్వేన శృణు. సో వాట్ భగవాన్ సేస్ హియర్, శృణు అర్జున, మే యూ లిసన్ టు త్రీ ఫోల్డ్ డివిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్. బుద్ధే, ఐ వాంట్ టాక్ టు యూ అబౌట్ సాత్వికీ బుద్ధి, సాత్విక బుద్ధి, అజస బుద్ధి, తమసి బుద్ధి. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్ ధృతేశ్చ, మే యు లిసన్ టు దిస్ త్రీ ఫోల్డ్, మే యు లిసన్ టు ద త్రీ ఫోల్డ్ డివిజన్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆల్సో త్రీ ఫోల్డ్ డివిజన్ ఆఫ్ ద విల్ పవర్. హౌ? గుణతః, ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ది predominance of gunas. So threefold division of intellect and threefold division of willpower, gunataha, according to the gunas, predominance of gunas, and all that prochyamanam aseshena shruno prithaktvena shruno. Arjuna, may you listen to what I'm going to teach you now. So Bhagavan simply says, aseshena prachyamana aseshena prathakvena shruno. Arjuna, may you listen to what is being taught by me. What is that? Threefold division of intellect, threefold division of will, in keeping with the predominance of gunas. I'm going to teach you all that. May you listen to me. Kau, totally, completely may listen to me, and prithakvena separately, totally may you listen to me about all that. So Bhagavan does not say much in this verse. He only introduces buddhihi, dhritihi. That's all. Buddhihi and dhritihi. And gunataha trividham. And the division of intellect and will is based on the predominance of gunas. Gunataha. So on what basis we divide, we differentiate the intellect as sattvic intellect, as rajasic intellect, tamasic intellect, etc. Therefore, this division of intellect and of will is based on the predominance of gunas. And may you, Arjuna, prochyamanam aseshena prathaktvena shunu, means may you listen to what is taught by me. How completely and thoroughly and distinctly. Buddhe bhed, Bhagavan is going to discuss three types of buddhi, the divisions, threefold division of intellect, threefold division of willpower. And this division itself is based on the difference in gunas, predominance of gunas. Buddher bhedam, buddher bhedam dhrites chaiva gunatas trividham shrunu prochyamanam aseshena prathatvena dhananjaya. So Bhagavan is going to teach now separately, distinctly, completely all about the intellect and will in keeping with the predominance of gunas. We know very well what is buddhihi. Buddhihi is a thing but a special equipment Bhagavan has blessed only a human being with. So human being alone is blessed with this special, unique instrument known as intellect. Especially, and if only human being is blessed with this intellect. So, in keeping with the brilliance of a person, he can be categorized into three, any of the three, based on the three gunas. So we are going to understand now, sattvika buddhi, rajasa buddhi, tamasa buddhi, etc. We are going to understand. Similarly, dhritihi. Even the dhritihi truly means perseverance and fortitude, strong will, etc. Here, we take it as willpower, dhritihi. And please make a note, dhritihi means willpower. And the willpower is something very special for a human being. The human being alone can choose to do a given action. That possibility of choosing the right, refraining from the wrong, is because of the strong willpower. Therefore, the very strong willpower is very, very important. The willpower is very important to pursue any end. To accomplish any goal, willpower is very important. Why? Because unless and until we have very strong willpower, it is not possible for us to accomplish any goal in life. Therefore, to accomplish moksha, the absolute end, naturally one must have that strong willpower, the perseverance. Without giving up, one must be able to pursue this. Even artha pursuit needs strong will. Even to accomplish any because in any pursuit there will be obstacles. If a person does not have a strong willpower, every small obstacle will become a huge obstacle, and that obstacle becomes, obstacle can make a person lose interest. But that's what Bhagavan says, one needs a very strong will not to lose, not to let go of one's absolute end. Because if any small problem will make us feel weak and we try to give up what we want to achieve. But here, dhritihi, even here, in accomplishing jnanam, in accomplishing moksha as the ultimate goal, also one needs what now? Very strong will, dhritihi. Bhagavan is going to explain now what is sattviki dhritihi, what is rajasi dhritihi, and tamasi dhritihi, etc. And this Bhagavan is going to teach our pochyamanam, what is being discussed now, that if you learn separately, each one separately, then one can really understand what is sattvika dhritihi, what is sattvika buddhihi. Okay, having introduced these three words, now Bhagavan is going to talk about first buddhi. Okay, pravruttim cha nivruttim cha karya karye bhaya bhaye bandham mokshan cha ya veti buddhissa partha sattviki. So Bhagavan first discusses what is sattvika buddhi. Are you all with me? Okay. Pravruttincha nivruttincha karya karye bhaya bhaye pravruttincha nivruttincha karya karye bhaya bhaye bandham mokshan cha ya veti buddhissa partha sattviki bandham mokshan cha ya veti buddhissa partha sattviki pravruttim cha nivruttim cha karya karye bhaya bhaye bandham mokshan cha ya veti buddhissa partha sattviki. Now, what do you mean by sattviki buddhi? Sattviki buddhi means sattvika buddhi. Sattviki buddhi was the two words, not a compound word, sattviki buddhi. We want to make a compound word, sattvika buddhi means sattvic intellect. So he says, sattviki buddhi, that intellect is sattvic intellect. The intellect is intellect of a person who is predominantly sattvic in nature. So sattvic intellect is that ya veti. Sattvic intellect is that which knows veti, which understands, which knows what? Knows pravruttim nivruttim cha. So the sattvic intellect, the pious sattvic intellect is that which knows pravruttim, the action, and nivruttim cha, and also renunciation. What is pravruttim nivruttim cha? One understands action and renunciation. Means one understands what is the performance of karma for, and what should be one's attitude in doing one's actions. What is actually ultimately expected? etc. A person knows. Then that person has sattvic intellect. So Bhagavan says, sattvic intellect is that which knows action and renunciation. Nivrittim, pravrittim, nivrittim cha. Veti. And karya, karya, akarye. Bhaya, abhaye. Cha, bandham, moksham, bhaya, abhaye. Bhaya, abhaye. Cha, bandham, moksham. So what he says? Karya, akarye. So sattvic intellect is that intellect which knows action and renunciation. Sattvic buddhi is that which knows karya akarye. Karyam stands for prescribed duties. Nakaryam stands for that should not be done. Karya akarye. The prescribed duties is called vihitam karma, karya. Akarya means prohibited to be avoided activities. So karya akarya, bhaya abhaye. Bhayam means the source of fear. Abhaya means source of fearlessness. So bandham moksham, as well as bondage and liberation. So Bhagavan says, sattvic mind, sattvic intellect is that which knows action and knowledge, sorry, action and renunciation. Sattvic intellect is that which knows the prescribed, ordained Vedic duties. And he knows what is bondage. What is prescribed action? What is prohibited action? What is action? What is renunciation? What is bondage? What is freedom? What is fear? What is fearlessness? So, sattvic intellect is that intellect which is capable of understanding all this is sattvic intellect. Suppose you're able to understand what is karma, what is sannyasaha, What are the to be done activities? What are the prohibited activities? What is fear? What is fearlessness, etc.? If a person understands, okay, then you have the person understanding, that person's intellect is sattvic intellect. That intellect is sattvic intellect. If you are not predominantly sattvic mentally, then understanding itself won't happen. What is the to be done action? What is the prohibited action? What is the prescribed duty? What is fear? What is fearlessness? You can't differentiate and understand. So even to have an understanding, one must have what? Sattvic intellect. So Bhagavan says here, sattvic intellect is that yaveti. Yaveti pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karyam cha akaryam cha bhayam cha abhayam cha bandham cha moksham cha ya buddhihi veti sa sattviki buddhihi he partha. Arjuna, that intellect which knows action and renunciation, which knows the prescribed duties and prohibited actions, which knows the fear and fearlessness, and which is capable of knowing bondage and moksha, bondage and liberation, which intellect is sattviki buddhi, sattvic intellect. So who is the one who can have such an intellect? The person who lives a life of karma yoga, okay? The person who lives a life of karma yoga alone can have sattvic intellect. Buddhi, the intellect is something very important. Why? Because it is in this buddhi knowledge has to rise. And buddhi is that which should not be confused. Buddhi is that which should not be confused, which should not be deluded, which must be very clear intellect. Therefore, if the intellect is very clear intellect means, then it is possible for the intellect to understand the ultimate purpose of living this life. Purushartha and know the value of jnanam, know the knowledge as the means to accomplish the ultimate end, thereby to live a life of dharma. For everything one needs what? A clear intellect. Therefore, Bhagavan here differentiates and says, what is sattvic intellect? If a person has sattvic intellect, he can understand all this. The confused mind, the person whose intellect is not clear, then actually he can't understand all these things. He knows what is life for, what is this activity for, what is the limitation of activity, what action can give, what it cannot give. And he knows what it means by saying living a life of renunciation means what? He understands nivrittihi. What is nivritti means, what is renunciation for? So it is possible for one to understand everything clearly only if a person has clear intellect. Therefore, Bhagavan says the sattviki buddhi that understands everything. It means that it understands very clearly, which has discriminatory understanding of what karma is, what akarya, what should not be done, what is fear, what is fearlessness, what is moksha, what is bondage. Like it, understand the intellect which is capable of understanding everything clearly is sattvic intellect. And one can have sattvic intellect only if a person lives a life of dharma, life of karma yoga. Next verse. What is rajasic intellect now? Yaya dharma madharmancha karyancha karyamevacha ayathavat prajanati buddhissapa rajasi. Okay. Ayathavat prajanati buddhissapa Partha Rajasi Yaya Dharma Madharmancha Karyancha Karyamevacha Ayathavat Prajanati Buddhissa Partha Rajasi Yaya Dharma Madharmancha Karyancha Karyamevacha Ayathavat Prajanati Buddhissa Partha Rajasi. So Bhagavan said already, if you have right understanding of things in life, then you have clear mind, a clear intellect. If you mistake one for the other, if you have wrong understanding, see, at least ignorance, not understanding is better than wrong understanding. A person has right understanding of goal, the means of accomplishing the goal, etc. Then the intellect is what? Sattvic intellect. Right understanding. If the intellect has wrong understanding, misunderstanding, then that intellect is rajasic intellect. Rajasi buddhihi. Rajasic intellect. So if the intellect doesn't understand at all, it is tamasic intellect. So Bhagavan says here, yaya dharmam adharmam cha karyam akaryam cha ayathavat prajanati sa buddhihi rajasi buddhihi. It is yathavat prajanati means understands exactly what it is. Ayathavat means wrongly. So the intellect which ya buddhihi ayathavat prajanati, that intellect which knows, which understands wrongly, what understands wrongly, yaya dharmam adharmancha karyam akaryamevacha. So the majestic intellect is that by which a person has wrong or miss wrong understanding of what is dharma, what is adharma. Dharma means what is right, what is wrong. The person who has wrong understanding of what is right and what is wrong, and karyam means, and what is the action which should be performed, and akaryam, what is the action which should not be performed, which should be avoided, prohibited. So if the intellect has wrong understanding, misunderstanding, limited understanding, then the intellect is said to be rajasic intellect. If the intellect has right understanding, it is sattvic. Intellect has wrong understanding, it is tamasic. It is rajasic. So rajasic intellect is the intellect confused, deluded, not at all clear. They were always ayathavat prajanati. So it says, Bhagavan says, rajasic intellect is that by which one has wrong understanding of dharma and adharma, right and wrong, what should be done, what should not be done. And also, rajasic intellect is that which has wrong understanding of the prescribed duties and the prohibited actions. Sattvic buddhi has clear understanding. Rajasic buddhi has wrong understanding. Yaya dharmam adharmancha karyam cha karyameva cha ayathavat prajanati buddhissa partha rajasi. I think I'll stop the class. Any questions? Anyway, I'm also waiting to complete this chapter. Then we will take, as I told you earlier, we'll take important topics and we'll discuss. Only when do such discussion, I can also bring in the views of other schools of thought and how Bhagavan refutes them, etc. We can understand very well. Okay? It will be much clearer. We'll discuss later on. After completing it, chapter wise, we'll take out some topics and I can clarify your doubts. Okay? That is when the real clarity will dawn. But now we have to understand. If whatever is going now, it will help you later on. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.